AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Shell's 15.5% rebound leaves activity pressure as the unresolved test. Shell PLC ADR closed at $88.38 after a strong four-week recovery, but the ShareMaestro read remains balanced as volume stayed ordinary and activity pressure remained negative. Research brief. Shell's weekly setup is constructive on price, but incomplete on confirmation. The ADR rose 1.2% in the latest week and 15.5% over 4 weeks, sitting 7.0% above its weekly trend line and 6.0% below its 52-week high. Relative strength is positive, but activity pressure is still negative, and volume was only 1.0 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. Shell closed at $88.38, up 1.2% for the week, and 15.5% over 4 weeks, with the ADR now in the top fifth of its 52-week range. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with price 7.0% above the 82.61 trend line and active in 49 of the past 52 weeks. 3. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative strength is positive at 5.27, while activity pressure remains below zero at negative 0.59, despite recent improvement. 4. Volume was 34.1 million shares, close to the 35.4 million 13-week average, and 1.2 times the 52-week average, leaving participation adequate rather than forceful. 5. Sector context is supportive but selective. U.S. energy has 65.0% trend breadth and 78.0% positive relative strength breadth, while positive activity pressure breadth is only 15.0%. Price action improves, but the read stays balanced. Shell PLC ADR finished the week ended 24 July at $88.38, a 1.2% gain that added to a sharp 15.5% four-week advance. The move puts the stock 7.0% above its weekly trend line at 82.61 and at 78.8% of its 52-week range, with the 94.04 high still 6.0% overhead. That keeps the weekly price structure constructive, though not yet at high-water territory. The ShareMaestro setup signature is a balanced read with a composite score of 60. The trend signal is active, and the stock has been active for 49 of the past 52 weeks, but the current active streak is only 2 weeks. That matters because the latest rebound followed a mid-June to early July break below the trend line, making follow-through and confirmation more important than the headline four-week gain alone. Energy breadth supports the move. Integrated oil peers were stronger on the week. Shell sits in the energy sector and oil and gas integrated industry, where the broader tape is improving but uneven. U.S. energy posted an average weekly return of 2.6% and a four-week return of 8.3%, with 65.0% trend breadth and 78.0% positive relative strength breadth. The weaker point is market dynamics, where only 15.0% of the sector showed positive activity pressure. Within U.S. oil and gas integrated, the average weekly return was 7.5%, and the four-week return was 13.1%. Shell's 1.2% weekly gain lagged that industry move, ranking 17th of 18 for the week, but its 15.5% four-week advance was ahead of the industry average and ranked 7th. Equinor, Suncor, BP, and Cenovus all had stronger weekly gains, which frames Shell less as the week standout and more as a large-cap integrated name recovering with steadier, slower confirmation. Momentum has recovered faster than market dynamics. Momentum is positive across the main windows: 1.2% for 1 week, 15.5% for 4 weeks, 0.2% for 12 weeks, 22.1% for 26 weeks, and 27.5% for 52 weeks. The short-term acceleration is clear, but the flat 12-week return shows that the latest strength is still repairing prior damage rather than producing a clean quarterly breakout. Market dynamics are the main complication. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.59, so there is no fresh buy signal from that side of the model, even though the four-week pressure change has improved. Relative strength is positive at 5.27 and has turned up from deeply negative readings earlier in July, which supports the recovery case. The resulting expectancy read is undecided at 51.53%, consistent with a stock whose price has improved faster than its participation signals. Volume and valuation leave the next move with a proof burden. Volume was 34.1 million shares, almost exactly in line with the 35.4 million 13-week average and above the 27.6 million 52-week average. That is not weak, but it is not decisive confirmation either. The last 3 weeks showed gains of 5.4%, 6.2%, and 1.2% on 30.5 million, 31.1 million, and 34.1 million shares, which indicates steady participation rather than a broad volume expansion. Valuation distance adds risk discipline. The latest close is 30.9% above ShareMaestro fair value at $67.52, leaving the stock priced at a sizable model premium. Weekly volatility has also risen to 3.8% versus a 52-week base of 3.0%, and the recent return record includes a negative 8.0% week in June. Two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape reinforce the need to watch whether activity pressure can cross into positive territory and whether volume can lift materially, with a 1.5x volume ratio, the next stronger participation threshold. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.